Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, November 6, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, married couple, 31 years now. It's a joy to share with you, and we know those that regularly listen to our podcast hear that same greeting every day, but we're mindful of those that may come along that aren't familiar with who we are. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and again, this beautiful Tuesday morning here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, we have prepared a message and want to share it with you, whenever you may happen to be listening to it. Today's message is titled, Grace to Overcome. The scripture text is 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9.
But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.
The large field across from our home is practically a farmer's delight. It's relatively flat, but drains well. I have periodical use photos here in this series of the view from our front porch. But in the field is a large pile of rocks about 20 feet wide by 100 feet long. Wondered why the farmer placed the pile in the field to plow around rather than off to the side or in a corner it would be less obstructive to the farming. I've also wondered, given the heavy machinery farmers have, why it wouldn't be worth the time to move it out of the way once for all. The rocks all appear to be a size that a front loader could easily move. Carrying out this chore would appear to increase productive land and the farmer's yielded harvest. So I asked my neighbor who farmed for many years about this matter. He explained that underneath the pile there is a very large outcropping of embedded rock buried deeply into the soil that cannot be removed, at least without tremendous expense. So the farmer just works around it year after year. When I view this pile of rocks, I have often considered the spiritual application. The farmer could get really discouraged about this. In fact, it could just eat at him year after year, having to work around this obstacle. I wonder if he mutters under his breath, why in the world did the Lord allow that pile to be there anyway?
Well, most of us have some embedded rock in our lives, some way more than others. For some, it's a physical disability. For others, it's a family situation, such as being born to an unwed teenage mother and never knowing one's father, for instance. For some, although they are very unlikely to be hearing this material today, they live in a desperately impoverished land and face horrific persecution, such as Christian believers in Sudan.
Now let me make it clear. God is certainly able to remove any form of embedded rock in our lives, and amazingly he often does. Probably often don't give him the credit we should. But often we are called to work around it and even put it to use so that God may be glorified. There are matters that in God's power he could remove, but in his providence he does not. But he does provide needed grace to work around it and through it. Millions can testify to that grace. Let's look at one.
The Apostle Paul received a tremendous assurance in our text today from God after a time of labored prayer that really seemed to go unanswered. He's dealing with his thorn in the flesh. Much speculation has been made regarding the nature of this thorn, with a variety of interpretations that have been offered. I know I've heard many of these from my childhood through the Bible college years and of course, up until this day. However, Paul simply does not give us the details, although it's likely his original readers would have known due to their personal association with Paul.
The thorn of the flesh was certainly an obstacle, whether physical or otherwise, that Paul deeply desired to be removed. Well, I personally believe it was physical, perhaps an eye problem, since elsewhere he mentions that particular issue.
This word of assurance spoken directly from God to Paul has brought comfort to countless believers through the church age. His words, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
I specifically recall the day before my father had his open heart surgery in 1997. He had read the word and felt that this particular passage spoke to him. Now we generally interpret the thorn as representative of a trial. I consider the lack of specific identity by Paul regarding the nature of this thorn to be a part of God's design. For our trials truly take on many forms, but God's grace is sufficient to help us endure the pain-filled particulars that are not within our ability to change.
Are you going through a trial today? Is there a major rock outcropping in your life? Or an embedded rock weighing you down? Do you have a thorn in the flesh? God's grace is absolutely sufficient to sustain you and teach you through the trial. Paul kept the faith, and so can you.
In fact, you will be stronger as a result of this trial, and God will be glorified through your faithful response to his testing. As a result of God's direct word of assurance, Paul responded, "Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me."
Let's pray. Father, whether our trials are emotional, physical, spiritual, financial, or relational, we are absolutely dependent on you for everything we have need of. When we rely on our own intellect, past experience, or natural giftings, we miss the opportunity to see your will perfected in our lives as we work matters out in our own limited strength and partial wisdom. You work in the supernatural realm while we are confined to the natural, unless your power is manifested in our lives. Help us not to resent or be embarrassed by our weaknesses, but invite your Holy Spirit power to work through them so that we can learn endurance and find strength, and so that you may be glorified. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us with our podcast reading today. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. This is the message for Tuesday, November 6, 2007. If you're not reading the message that particular day on the web, we do have a number of additional features on the website not available through the podcast because they're photos. We have an actual photo of that outcropping I mentioned, as well as some other photos that we enjoy sharing with our readers. We also have some additional notes that you may find interesting, specifically a trial, a minor trial, relative to what so many are going through. But last night I took my dog for a walk, and if she didn't get caught in a fox trap, a little story about that. And she's right here beside us today, rather uncomfortable as she recovers from her injury. And actually, she bit me as well, and I'm trying to release her, and I'm recovering too. Well, thank you again for joining us. We also have some music links on the site today, both the video of a great song that Brooksine and I both enjoy titled Grace Alone. They'll both touch you. One are merely the words to the song on a PowerPoint slide presentation, but the other are pictures of a family that had a disabled child, and they are expressing their faith in God to see them through. It's very, very well done and touching. Those resources are on the site today, either a link or an embedded video. Thank you again. May God bless you, and may you find, as it truly is, God's grace is sufficient.